98.3 WISS. Real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A three-judge panel has thrown out a challenge to Wisconsin's congressional map, a ruling that keeps the current district lines in place for now. The judges from Dane, Outagamie, and Milwaukee counties said they don't have the authority to weigh in without direction from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The lawsuit, filed by 11 state residents, claimed the map was the result of illegal partisan gerrymandering. Republicans are calling the decision a big win, while the case could still head to appeal. Governor Tony Evers yesterday blocked several Republican-backed bills focused on transgender and gender nonconforming kids. Evers says the measures would endanger youth and fuel discrimination, while supporters argue they're needed to protect fairness in sports and give parents a stronger voice. The vetoes came on International Transgender Day of Visibility. Lawmakers could try to override the vetoes, though that's unlikely with current numbers in the legislature. And it's an all-Wisconsin championship to be named the strongest town in America. The competition by the foundation Strong Towns started with 16 locations and is now down to the final two, with Madison taking on West Allis. The foundation says the 2026 contest is about progress, not perfection, adding these towns embody that spirit. Voting for the championship round will be available through this Friday. Sheboygan also made it to the final four, but was eliminated by Madison. Some past winners of the Strongest Town contest include Watertown, South Dakota, Jasper, Indiana, Brattleboro, Vermont, and Marion, Ohio from 2025. Get details online about voting. StrongestTown.com. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Rays.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers battled back to beat the Rays 6-2. Home runs from Jake Bowers, Gary Sanchez, right-hander Brandon Woodruff gave up two runs, but struck out six in five innings of work to get the win, featuring his fastball.
If I was going to use bullets, I didn't want to use them in the minor leagues. I was recovering. You know, I'd kind of mentioned that before, and I wanted to be here with the guys. It's a good feeling breaking camp and just being with everybody, and it was just a good feeling for me, and I really wanted to do that. And you know, I, with the pitch count I was at, if I couldn't get through five innings, then that's on me.
The series wrapping up today. NBA, the Bucks beat the Dallas Mavericks at five serve form, 123-99, snapping a four-game losing streak. Doc Rivers says these guys haven't given up.
Season hasn't gone the way we wanted to, but you keep working on chemistry and building together. That leads to the following year.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 37 this afternoon. Tonight, some light snow, then a little sleet, some freezing rain. We'll drop down to around 33 for a low. Tomorrow, rain and freezing rain with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.